Merry Christmas and welcome to Black Cat Radio's annual carol concert, this year from the Perry Baptist Church.
Hello and welcome to Black Cat Radio's traditional Hour of Carols. It's delightful to be here in the beautiful village of Perry on the banks of Grafham Water at the Perry Baptist Church. I'm Steve Greenall, introducing today's broadcast for you, and I'd like to say a big welcome to the minister of Perry Baptist Church, the Reverend John McGee.
Well, it's good to have Steve and the team from Black Cat Radio joining with us today, and not forgetting you. The congregation, good to have you here And what wonderful singing. And to begin this singing with a well-known carol. And, you know, I think most of us here probably would say we love carols. Carols kind of tell a story, and we all love stories. Jesus was a masterpiece at telling stories. But the greatest story is the story of Jesus himself that begins way back in eternity with the prophecies, the promises, and everybody thinking, he's coming, he's coming. That expectancy that was there until we come to the time itself. The drama of it all, as we discover the cruelty of people like Herod, yet the adoration of people like the shepherds and the wise men. And we may see ourselves in something of that bracket or not at all. But beyond it, the carols have an appeal to the hearts of people today. And we're going to see some of that in the carols today. We begin with "Once in Royal David's City." And in those words, we're reminded of those prophecies that spoke of the connection with King David. A royal city, Bethlehem. Yet in the heart of that royal city, God's chosen a lowly place. A lowly place for the Son of God to be born. We'll sing that together now.
Mother, Maker, baby, in our way.
in 1865. I know that's before any of us can remember. That's true, isn't it? In 1865, there was a man called Phillips Brooks, and he rode by horseback from Jerusalem through to Bethlehem. It made a big impression upon him. He arrived at Bethlehem, and he knew all the stories about how this was where Jesus was born. It made an impression as he looked around. What a peaceful sight it was. 3 years later, he wrote a carol that reflected that peaceful scene that he saw. O little town of Bethlehem. When he wrote that carol, he had it set for a Christmas service where he lived. Never thought it would be anything used anywhere else at any time. But here we are. You know it, don't you? In that peaceful place of Bethlehem, the Prince of Peace was to arrive. Let's sing that carol now, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Delighted now to welcome one of my fellow presenters from Black Cat Radio, Gilly Lee.
Hi, Steve.
You've got one of the songs that you want to perform for us today, which is something that might be familiar to a lot of people, but your own interpretation on it. So tell us a little bit about the thoughts behind what you've chosen.
Well, I'm playing today. My first song is Silver Bells, which people are probably familiar with. It's used in lots of Christmas movies, actually, but it's a favourite of mine, so I thought I'd play that for you.
Gilly Lee with Silver Bells.
Silver bells, silver bells, soon it will be Christmas. busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bells. Silver bells, in the feeling of Christmas. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of streetlights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all the bustle, you'll hear silver bells, silver bells.
Jilly, and soon it will be Christmas Day. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good news. I don't know whether you've got bells in your house or not, but isn't it good that we can say, I am ready. I'm looking forward to the coming of Christmas Day, and it soon will be here. And the expectations we've got, the hopes we've got in our hearts, they're there. I mean, please, it's great to have things like that in our heart, to have that confidence. He's coming. He's coming. He is coming. As surely as 2,000 years ago, in 1865, was it, I said, that last person wrote that carol 3 years after 1865, seeing the place of Bethlehem. It made an impression upon him. He couldn't forget 2,000 years ago. There were other people who also had their impression made upon their heart. They came and saw in Bethlehem the Christ child. Never expected such wondrous news. They'd just gone out to work. When you go out to work, you don't expect anything out of the ordinary, do you? No. You do? No. Well, they didn't expect anything out of the ordinary, but sudden flash of light, the angels were there, and a promise. Come down and see the wondrous thing that's been born. The wondrous thing that's been born. We're going to sing of that now. While shepherds watched their flocks by night. You know, the next carol we're going to sing was sung by some very eminent people. Let me tell you some of the people that sung this carol. There was Nat King Cole, Maria Carey, Celine Dion, Lady Gaga, and you. Didn't I tell you there were some special people there? And it's good to have you singing here and to be able to bring to us that wondrous carol, The First Noel.
We turn now to Chris Bylett from the Angel Voices of Buckden. Hello, Chris.
Hello to you too, Steve.
Tell us a little bit about your group.
Right, we are Angel Voices, based at St Mary's Church in Buckden. And I, at that church, am what's called a lay music minister, a worship leader, and it's my dubious task to try and keep them in order and to lead the choir. And we lead the singing once a month at St Mary's at our all-age service and also down at our sister church at Offord.
And anyone listening today would be very interested to know if they could join your group. How do they go about it?
No problem at all. There's no auditions or anything like that. You don't have to read music. Just turn up on a Friday evening at 7 o'clock at St Mary's Church. We're always pleased to see people. And we sing bright and cheerful stuff, more or less. We don't sing many traditional hymns. It's nearly always worship songs, gospel songs that we sing.
This is an hour of carols on Black Cat Radio this Christmas time. Let's welcome Angel Voices of Buckden.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angel Voices. And it's good to have Angel Voices in A Christmas Story, isn't it? Yeah? And the Angel Voices of 2,000 years ago, the Angel Voices of today. Of course, remember that the angel literally means a messenger of God. You knew that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. The Angel Voices and reminding us to follow. Listen for the call of Jesus. And follow. Thank you for that wondrous message there. And of course, where in the Bethlehem story do we look to initially? Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky looked down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. Can you imagine that kind of peaceful kind of scene? Those of you that are parents, probably quite a number of you have been parents, but you remember those times, those sleepless nights, yeah? And here is a story that speaks of something of a newborn babe, peaceful. But you know, the third verse, I feel, is kind of important. Do you remember I said the carols tell a story? They tell a story of what happened back in eternity, into the time 2,000 years ago, and how that impact upon lives today. And when we look into that third verse, then we see something of that. It says, be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Therein is the heart of the Christmas story for today. For the year 2023, we call on the Lord Jesus. His promise is he will come. He will come. And when we've called him, when we've given our lives to him, his promise is he will stay. Let's sing that now. Enjoy the carols. But it's good to be able to take note of verses such as that that brings us into the heart of the story. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed.
The stars in the bright sky look down where
come with me today, now, to the West Indies. Any volunteers? To the West Indies. Trinidad. And why am I saying that? Well, I know it's going to be difficult to get a plane just now, but right now, in our hearts, I want us just to imagine we're there. Because the story of Christmas we find in the carols reminds us it isn't just for every age, but it's for every culture. And we have a carol now. It actually comes from a Negro spiritual. If you like the calypso style, it's going to come through in that. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. I don't know about you, but I thoroughly enjoyed hearing Jilly's singing, as also the angel voices. I can't have anybody upset here. I did enjoy your singing earlier, Jilly, and I look forward to hearing what you have to bring to us now.
This is a song that I wrote myself a while back. It's called Untitled, really because it could mean lots of different things to lots of different people. So I thought it was better to not title it, and people could have it for whatever they want to have it for. Take him by the hand.
to take you to the promised land, where you're never alone. All roads lead home. Look to the stars tonight. See me burn bright. So raise your voice in song and keep my memory strong. Take him by the hand. He's come
Once again, thank you, Jilly, for sharing with us that carol. Good to hear you. And it's going to be good to hear you as well, just shortly. But we're going to sing a couple of carols together. So I hope you're in good voice. That's why I got the glass of water. The next carol that we sing, it kind of reminds me, how do we respond? How do we respond to the message of the Christmas carol? For it goes like this: O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Let's sing that together now.
Thank you.
having heard that call to be faithful, who is it we're going to be faithful to? We're going to sing now, Infant Holy, Infant Lowly. Sung well today, and great to hear your voices. And I don't know whether you've seen the weather outside, but last time I looked, there was no snow. However, you never know by the time we finish singing this next carol. In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. There's a carol. It goes like this. Love came down at Christmas. And you know, the heart of it is about what happens at Christmas. And isn't it wondrous when we think about that Christmas story? Remember that we looked at it and discovered, isn't this about what happens for us? Not just 2,000 years ago, but for today and into the eternity that lies ahead. Love came down at Christmas. And it's all kinds of wondrous gifts that could be known and could be had. But whatever it is nothing if the gift of love isn't in the heart of it. And the gift of love isn't just in the heart of that present, but in the heart of our lives. Do you know, John is noted as being very close to Jesus. He seems to know Jesus so well. You can see it when you look through the Gospel of John. In that John's Gospel, Jesus said, "By this shall all men know that you have my disciples, that you've got love one for another." And also, and here is the crucial bit, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The world. Now, last time I looked, I thought that included us. There's nobody in outer space, is there? Okay. So God so loved us that he gave for us his Son. And in that first chapter of John's Gospel, John begins where all the other Gospels don't. And he begins with these words, "In the beginning was the Word." And you're thinking, what does he mean by the Word? And we're intrigued. Will he explain? Will he tell us? Will he explain to us what this Word is all about? And then as he goes through in that first chapter, then we discover, he means Jesus. The Word became flesh. Jesus became flesh. In the beginning was Jesus. We've got a God who loved us so much, he was thinking then about us. What can he give to us? Now, you've been thinking probably, what can I give my friend for Christmas? Well, God has been thinking more than a year. For he's been through eternity, preparing that special gift for us. Love came down at Christmas. God's Son, given for us, that we might know joy. Joy in the world. Now that reminds me of another carol. You know it? Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her King.
Carols at Christmas was a Black Cat Radio production. Our thanks to Reverend John McGee and the members of the Perry Baptist Church. Our guests, Jilly Lee and Angel Voices from Buckton. The pianist was Roger Watkins, and the evening was presented by Steve Greenall and produced by Ernie Armand.